Morning, folks. I haven't done boo for a couple of days. Just thought I'd let you know that I'm still in the land of the living. I'm just about to check on my birdies, my budgies that are sitting on eggs, because I did this the other day. I did a boo of checking the nest box, and I messed up and ended up deleting it by accident. Because I can't upload boos at my flat at the moment still, until I get broadband. So I thought I would do a boo this morning. Now, I looked yesterday at 12 o'clock and there were still three eggs, and I think she's sitting on them because they were warm. So I'm expecting to find three still. So I'm just going to go and check, because if she was going to lay a fourth one, she would have laid it yesterday. Now, whether she laid a fourth one after 12, I don't know, but I'm going to check. So just washing my hands, because your hands need to be clean when you're doing this, because you can, because eggshells are porous, if you're not careful, let bacteria through to the embryo. I really don't want to do that. So I'm also going to use some alcohol gel in a second, some hand sand, which I bought from a birdie website, so it's perfectly safe to use. I've learned a little while ago, though, that budgies don't have much of a sense of smell, so they don't mind you handling their eggs and chicks. But I do it as quickly as I can. I don't want to disturb it too much. I'm just going to go in. The alcohol gel is in the room on top of their cage, so I'm just going to go in. This door now has a bolt on it. Very kindly fit by Brian, Chris's dad, because it just keeps the door shut, because the door didn't shut properly. Hello, sweethearts. Hello, budgie birds. Nice and warm in here. Hello. Just going to walk over to their cage a second. All right. They don't mind me going in. She'd probably rather I didn't, but she's very good. She's doesn't seem to mind too much. Here's my hand sand. I'm just going to put some of this on my hands. It doesn't smell of anything, this. It literally is just alcohol. I probably used too much. Doesn't take long to dry. I'd rather be safe. Budgie birds, wouldn't I? Better to be safe than sorry. I don't know whether she's in the nest box. I may get shouted at if I go in here. I'm going to be very quick. Oh, he's calling. So he may be telling her that I'm about to go in there. Ah, she's just come out. All right. And there's... No, she's sitting three. Okay. She's definitely sitting three. So that's fine. All right, sweethearts, that's it. That's it for today. Leave you to it. There we go. She's gone straight back in there, which is good. She's not overly phased. Budgies aren't, which is nice. They're not, they don't get overly worried by people going in. I'll just go and tell Chris. Right, the news is that she's definitely sitting three.
Oh, huge.
She came out of the box as I went in, and the three are very warm, and I took my hand out and she jumped straight back in there.
So right, so
it was funny because the male called her. As I was opening the box, he went, you look, as if to say,
she's coming.
Yes. And then she just kind of went and flew out of the box and let me check and then went straight back in there. They don't shout at me though, bless them. They let me do it.
They're probably used to it now, you see.
Well, probably. This is the second time they've reproduced, so they're an old hand at it now, as it were.
It's funny though, isn't it, how... Because I thought, oh shit, because you disturbed them the other day. I thought, oh no, you've had it now. But
no, they... Budgies really don't mind very much. Right, folks, I will leave it there and speak to you all later. Right, this is carrying on from this morning's bird-related boo. I'm in shock. When I lived... when I was in Chris's flat and I had the budgies, one of the pairs I had was showing signs at one point of going down to breed. She was scratching the nest box. It's the ones I refer to as Clive and his missus. And then nothing happened. She just left it alone. And I thought, oh, she obviously wasn't in breeding condition. Doesn't matter. So obviously I moved and the Lutinos went straight down on eggs. And I noticed a couple of days ago that Clive's missus was scratching the nest box again. But I suppose because she'd done it before, I thought, oh, she's probably just playing about in there again, but I'll keep checking. So Chris said to me this morning, have you checked on Clive and his missus today? And I said, no. I said, I will do in a day or two. And I didn't when I went up earlier on. I just checked on the looties and they were okay, as you heard on the earlier part of the boo. And Chris just came round to me to bring me something he'd bought me from Heron. I needed a little bottle of tomato sauce, so he got me one of those. And he said... Yeah, he said, have you checked on Clive and his missus? And I said, no. I said, I'll go and do that now. So I went up there and Chris followed me up and I opened their nest box, put my hand in, not expecting anything. What do I find? An egg. I just stood there and went, oh my. He said, they haven't. I said, they bloody have. Yeah, I've got two pairs of budgies down. I do not believe it. In just over a week of moving, I've got two pairs of budgies breeding. That is unbelievable. So she either laid it yesterday or this morning. I will check tomorrow and see what's happened. But because I didn't check it yesterday, I just don't believe it. Honestly, I don't believe it. I checked the other two nest boxes and nothing's happening there, but I don't know how old those pairs are. They might be a bit young yet. I may transfer two of my other pairs into those breeding cages for now and see if they want to do anything. But yeah, I really wasn't expecting that. I thought, oh, I'll just check, but she won't have done anything. Oh my God. And that's exactly how I felt. It was like, what? No!
Couldn't believe it when you just then said, she hasn't.
Yeah. One little egg.
The best bit is when you open the budgie room door and you slid the bolt back and they all stop.
Yeah, I slide the bolt back and they just all stop. It's really funny. So, yeah. I'm back round at Chris's now so that I could finish this boo off and upload it. So, there we go, folks. I now have two pairs of budgies with eggs. So,
that's brilliant, that.
Yeah. I may have more chicks than I thought.
Oh, yes.
So there we go. I will speak to you all soon.